Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Keeping It Real with Seth and Darren.
Good morning, everyone.
So, it's Thursday, and you know what that means?
It's one day closer to Friday, right?
And it's supposed to snow again today. So, there you go.
It's only supposed to snow an inch. It's
oh,
more,
really?
It's
dusting? It's like a crop
dusting. Yeah, but it's supposed to get really cold. That's the problem.
All right, well, the good news is that my coat that had a hole in the sleeve and was falling apart was fixed the other day, so now I don't have to get a new coat, and I'm happy. I saved us some money. I feel like we're the...
You don't have to get a new coat now?
I have to get a new coat. In past years, when we were rolling
you
in the
been,
dough,
you would have been right
I
out
I would have been in the sales section at Lord & Taylor faster than you could say goodbye. But yeah, this year, I mean, this coat has been around now for 3 years, and everybody always comments, wow, that's a great coat for the winter. It's like we're wearing a human comforter. And I haven't found anything like it.
Okay.
I've changed the zipper on that thing. I've, you know, fixed the sleeve. You're impressed?
I'm impressed. I wish they still had five and dime stores for you to shop at.
Yeah, no, that I don't do. But I definitely shop the sale racks, and I'm always good at finding a good deal when it comes to certain things.
I agree. You know what do you think the big story is for the day?
Well, I mean, it's sad. The Bob Simon from CBS News, he was in an accident today.
That is
passed
very
away.
Sad.
I mean, that was horrible. That this is a person who was actually held hostage when he was in, I forget if it was Iraq or like in the early 90s, he was taken hostage and tortured, and he survived, and he comes back, and he's here on the West Side Highway, and a livery car driver that was his driver was out of control, hit a Mercedes, and then hit like a pedestrian median, and that was it. He died.
Sounds like, it's not the same type of story, but it sounds like
American Sniper.
Yeah. Guy survived how many tours of duty in war and comes back and is trying to, I guess, work and help some veterans, and he gets killed by one right here in the right? Isn't that what happened?
Well, yeah, I mean, in this one, it was just a reckless driver, and I don't know what's going on, but it happened last night, and as I was watching TV, I was like, all of a sudden, my phone was, like, lighting up with all this news, and it was just crazy. You know, he probably was just going home from work, a simple thing, and he just took a car, and a livery car driver wasn't, you know, who knows if it, what it, where he got the car from, but
it's
very sad.
Well, to me, the big news that I mean, not that this what you're saying wasn't big news, but to me, the big news, at least in my world, in the sports world, is that the Little League title from the Jackie Robinson West team in Chicago, the title was stripped from them. Did you see that yesterday?
I saw it 2 days ago. I thought it was yesterday.
I thought it was yesterday. Yeah. At least it was brought to my attention yesterday. It's amazing to see that happen, and you know, the only thing you can say is just shame on the parents for letting that happen, because the only one who really suffers from all this are the kids who obviously were in competition, who played against these other kids, but really the ones who suffer the most are the kids who won the title. They didn't do anything wrong. You know, that these are kids playing baseball. They don't have any idea. I mean, they, for the most part, they really don't have any idea as to what the league rules are in terms of who's eligible to play and who's not eligible to play. These are just kids who want to come and play baseball. And if anybody's not sure exactly what happened, I believe it wasn't an issue of age. It wasn't a matter of, like, you know, 14-year-olds playing with on a team with 12-year-olds. They violated the geographic boundary rules in terms of, I guess, the way the Little League works is that anybody who's registered, who's on your roster, has to be within a certain zip code or boundary line in terms of address. And the reason why the Little League does that, basically, they, when they were founded, wanted to foster a playing environment where kids were playing with kids in their own community and playing amongst friends and trying to foster that type of camaraderie, and they thought the best way to do that is that everybody should be playing with kids in their own particular neighborhood. Whether you agree with that or not, that is and has been the rule. Therefore, somebody like here in New Rochelle can't go ahead and take a kid from Mount Vernon, or can't take a kid from Yonkers to play on the team. And, I mean, supposedly the violations were egregious, and now you have these kids who, you know, won the title and having that stripped away from them. And I would love to hear how those conversations are going between the league and the families and the kids, and knowing what these kids must be going through, because that's got to be heartbreaking to these kids. You know, you could say, well, the team was a bunch of cheaters. It's not really fair to say that. It's the parents, as usual, that put these kids in a terrible, terrible spot. And the coach of the team should also be ashamed of himself, because he had to know, you know, where these players are from. And it's just terrible that this is another example of making youth sports something that it's not supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm the first to listen. I definitely feel that youth sports, there should be a big element to promoting winning. I am not one of these parents that says, oh, it's not about winning. It's about, you know, everything else, about sportsmanship, about, you know, physical exercise, but all the other elements of youth sports that people like to promote as opposed to winning. I think winning is very important, or I think teaching kids to want to win is very important. However, it's not the most important thing, and it's not it should not be the focal point. So there has to be a balance between what these guys did here, which was clearly all for the purpose of winning a title, which is disgraceful, versus the other side of the coin, which is parents who have their kids on a team that really has no business being on that team. If a kid is not good at a sport, at a certain point, you just got to say, listen, it's not just about the recreation. If there has to be something more to it, where there is at least a hope or a possibility that your kid can contribute to a winning cause. There's got to be some balance in between. And it's unfortunate that we have this type of...
Oh, it's sad. People want to win at all costs. I mean, this happens all the time. It's just a matter of that there's certain... that their parents now who are...
Well, the biggest one that happened a couple of years ago, or not a couple of years ago, well, dating myself now, but if anybody remembers, there was a kid named Danny Almonte who was a star pitcher. I forget what it was back in the early 2000 era. I mean, the kid was just dominating. I mean, pretty much striking out 90% of the batters that he faced. And they found out after the fact that I think he was 14 years old playing against 12-year-olds. And 14 years old versus 12-year-olds, the difference is astounding. I mean, the difference between talent level versus a 14-year-old can do versus a 12-year-old can do is amazing.
Right. Yeah, no, I agree.
Right? Are you practicing for stenography over there? Or
no, I'm not practicing for stenography.
Oh, I'll go get the court officer. As I'm talking, Beth is typing, so I'm trying to convince her that maybe she should be talking to me.
I am talking to you, but you were talking about the baseball thing, and I get it. And now you had a similar situation with the basketball, except you didn't get the girl kicked off the team. But luckily, you still made the playoffs. Right?
I'm sorry, what were you saying?
You heard me. Oh, now we're having an argument on air. That's not good. I apologize. I was getting out a press release on behalf of one of my clients, and it went out at 6 a.m. this morning, and I wanted to make sure that it went out, and I was alerting her that it went out.
Okay.
So I thought you were in the middle of your baseball commentary, and that's why I was sidetracked. I also had to give our son a check for a school trip that he was going on, feed the dog some snacks to keep her from whining, which he's doing right now. So,
it's just mayhem in our house.
Well, it's not mayhem, but it's a situation where sometimes you got to do 10 things at once. And
yeah, Beth likes to be the multitasker. Feels that she can do, like I said, 10 things at once. I tend to be, like most men, a little bit more deliberate
and
one thing at a time in terms of focusing on that and then moving on to the next, right? Don't you say? As women are just generally a lot better at multitasking.
Yeah, but I hate to break it to you. Your son was, like, digging through our sunroom trying to find some checks, and he was, like, about to go into your, like, into my stash. He was about to write a check from your stock account to like pay for a school trip.
He was gonna start liquidating the stock.
He was like, "What do I need to sell here?
What do I need to sell here to go on this school trip?"
So I had
you,
that.
Thank you for saving me from
that. Yeah. He was like, "What's this fidelity? What is this?" I'm like, "It's fidelity." I'm like, "That's stockfish."
One of my brokers out there. So, well, I would like to say, and you before you said, I went to my chiropractor yesterday.
AKA your therapist?
Yes, as Beth calls him, my therapist.
Dean Perlman.
Where's
by him?
Yes, I've been going to Dean Perlman on Central Avenue. I guess it's considered Scarsdale. I never know what that area is on Central Avenue. Over there, Edgemont, Scarsdale, whatever it is. His name is Dean Perlman. If anybody ever has any back problems, you know, I know that, like, I've mentioned this before, people, including myself, were very cynical about what chiropractors are capable of doing. You know, I know a lot of people are fearful. I tell you, I swear by him.
Well,
I don't know how long I've been using him. 12 years?
Probably, because you had recommended, when I had a pinch nerve, you recommended me to him, and it kind of freaked me out. But
yeah, exactly. You got to go in there with an open, to any chiropractor, not just him, and just be open-minded and try to relieve yourself of the stress of that somebody is going to basically adjust your spine, your neck. That's the part that still freaks me out to this day.
Yeah, I don't like that.
When he cracks your neck, boy, let me tell you, yesterday when he started cracking my back and stuff like that, I mean, I was like popcorn. I mean, that's how tense I was.
But it's not tense. I don't think it's tense.
No, I had so much tension throughout my whole body. Oh, it was terrible. But he was absolutely amazing. Best refers to him as my therapist too, because it's true. Like in the past, not when I go, not only do I talk about like what's bothering me physically, you'd also ask, you know, what's going on, what do you have going on in your life and stuff, and then all of a sudden you start having a conversation, and then as he starts talking you through and he starts putting things in perspective and offers, you know, I think really good, intelligent advice in a calm, non-judgmental way, just like what a therapist does.
Yeah,
and,
I get that at the hairdresser.
You get that at the hairdresser. You don't realize how many professions there are out there, right, where you think that you're actually offering this service, but what you're really offering is this. Other than this is really being a counselor, a therapist.
Well, although I have to say one of my friends, I won't say who it is, but she gets annoyed when people are, like, deep into conversations at the hairdresser. She's like, I just want to go there and not hear anybody. I don't want to hear your nonsense. She's in the
other she's an actual hairdresser? Or she
No. She goes into this place, and she was telling me the story. She said the place she was going into, they were getting a little bit lax with their rules, and some, like, woman started coming in with her little dog, and the dog was like a yappy dog and annoying.
That is
and
annoying.
It was sitting on her lap.
That's a bit much.
Yeah, so. And then there was, like, another woman who was, like, bragging about her kids and complaining about other people's kids, and it was like kind of loud so that everybody was hearing it. And she's like, you know what? What would happen if somebody, let's say you didn't know the parent, and all of a sudden you're talking about somebody else's kids, and how do you know what's going on there?
We gotta start bragging about our kids more. I think we're too hard on them. We gotta start bragging about it more. All right, well, Don, I want you to find something you can brag about. Okay, go to it.
Actually, we
do have a lot to brag about.
Yes, but I realize I have to fix.
We have a lot to brag about, but we don't brag.
Right.
I really feel
I mean, the only thing is I realized I had to submit his bio. Well, we had to submit his bio for his upcoming bar mitzvah, and I realized I forgot to leave out a line that said he loves hanging out with his family and friends. I started to read everybody else's little blurb. And everybody else has, and they love spending time with family and friends. They like to do play sports, this, that, and hanging out with family and friends. I just said play sports and his guitar. And then I forgot the movie, so we got to, like, add a couple of things.
And the thing is, he really does love hanging out with his family.
So I got to, like, give him an update.
That's the one thing about our son. He is always as content, or at least he says he is, and sure, to hang out with us on a weekend night and do something with us as he is to go and be with his friends. Maybe that'll change in a couple of years, but I don't think so.
He's got an old soul.
He does have an old soul.
And he's he appreciates things that I think a lot of kids his age don't necessarily appreciate.
And by the way, I am going to brag. Have you heard him on the guitar lately?
Yeah, we saw. Is this the electric or the acoustic?
I am going to brag. He is, for freaking becoming amazing. He really is. I'm serious. I tell it like it is.
He said he wants to. Did he figure out a name for your band yet?
He shook his head. No, he's trying to figure out a name for his band that he has with a couple of friends of his.
Was it just you and one friend, or one more than one friend?
Three people, including him. So we're tossing around some names. Once in a while, I throw out a name, and
that was the Beatles.
He looked at me like I'm a moron every time I come out with a name. But we're working on it. I think as usual, like the way I've named our animals, I thought that I'm gonna pull one out of a hat here and come up with something that's gonna be pretty good.
I was saying you should name it after one of his friends' first name, but he was like, "What is wrong
with
you?"
Wait, name it after one of his friends'
first name.
Terrible.
Well, whatever.
I mean, hey, we're gonna just call the band John.
It's not, because the kid has an interesting name.
I'm not
saying the kid's name, but it was a different name. So yeah. I thought, you know what? It could be. No, I don't know.
So you're heading into the city today?
Well, I'm heading into the city and then I'm heading back.
You're gonna come back later on?
I'm coming back into the city. But it's a little tough just because my friend Danielle, finally, you know, my stuff came in from Isagenix, so today's day one, and I already had a couple of things this morning.
So explain this whole thing again with Isagenix, cryogenics?
A lot of stuff you gotta do. But, I mean, she was texting me all last night, like, if you have any questions, let me know. She's like, knows the tricks and the trade. She was sending me to these websites to order, like, a certain flavor thing so that I could change the flavor of my shakes so they don't get boring. But she said, I had to start the day with like a tea mixture, which actually tasted really good. And you could either have it as hot tea or cold tea. And it was better than Crystal Light. So I said, that I can totally tolerate. So I had that.
Do they make it taste like Diet Coke or something?
No, there's no Diet Coke flavor. I had that. Then I had a glass of water. Then I had coffee. So I'm pretty full right now. And then I had to take some sort of like little pill.
When do you think you start becoming hangry?
I don't know. She said she's really not hangry throughout the day because you're eating either eating something or drinking every 2 hours. So you really aren't. You're liquidating. You're like.
Do you need to be near a bathroom at all times?
It's because I'm having a lot of liquid. But I made the two shakes. I had bought this blender from Amazon that I used a gift card for, and it's super cool. And the great thing about it is you actually can. It's a one serving mechanism. So
by the way, in terms of bathroom, that's one big difference between you and me that I am very jealous of. I always have to get up in the middle of the night to go, and you never do.
No.
That's like a camel. Our whole lives, like I'm the one. I am definitely the woman in the relationship when it comes to who needs to use the bathroom more. Usually, you think of women as being the ones. Oh, I got to run to the bathroom. I'm always the person who's got to go to the bathroom several times. We go out to dinner, movies,
but then
whatever.
It means your system's working. Maybe it'll change for me because I've been stopped up so much. I got all this stuff in my body. So anyway, so I made the two shakes, but I'm meeting someone at 9:30. It was funny. At first she said, do you want to meet for lunch today? And then I was like, for lunch, I have to drink these shakes. So I said, let's meet for coffee. So we're meeting for coffee, and then I'm going to come back, and I have my...
That's what you have first thing this morning?
First thing this morning, I have to meet somebody at 9:30 for coffee. So I'm going to have to figure out how I'm going to manage that. But I also have two shakes that I've made, and I'm going to take them with me and bring them in like a little cooler or something.
Wow. It's going to be hardcore.
It's hardcore. It's not... It's no joke.
And how about going to the gym?
I'm gonna go to the gym. I'm gonna do that this weekend.
Yeah,
I think that
they were
wondering what happened to me. Yeah, I'm gonna pick that up too. And it's according to my friend who lost 15 pounds in 3 weeks, this could happen to you too. So, and her husband lost 20 pounds in a month. Month.
Wow. Well, men lose faster.
But 15 pounds in 3 weeks.
That's nuts.
And she lost 25, and she's trying to lose 30 total. So she's almost at her goal already. So, and then started it in November. I mean, it's hardcore. It's not like, it's one of those things where you really have to be regimented and take all these things. But the one thing that I've always said is I like these things that just take the guesswork out of what I need to do. Because, like, the people that deliver the meals, that to me was good, but then what started happening was it just stopped working. Like, your body gets used to it, and it's like, well, not working for me. So now I gotta completely shock my body and it's gonna be like, what? What's all these shakes? But we had a taste test this morning and you tried
And what was that for the break?
Dutch chocolate something or other.
Pretty good.
And then there's a vanilla one. You tried it. Was it good? Was it decent?
Yeah,
he's kind of giving me a...
That's not giving it. Okay.
I mean, eventually when I can...
It's not Haagen-Dazs chocolate ice cream.
Right.
Let's be real here.
Eventually when I can introduce a banana in there once in a while or a berry or whatever, it'll probably taste a lot better.
Well, it can't be any worse for you than all that stuff from Teen Handle and...
Right.
Red mango and all the stuff that you think is you're eating nice, healthy stuff and filling yourself up with garbage.
This is what my friend said I need to buy. You see this? This is a site called Flavorganic. And
Wow.
It's all these extracts. I'm not going to be eating all this, but you put it in
here. Showing pictures like pancakes.
Pancakes and I guess people...
Biscotti,
right. I guess people use this stuff, the extracts.
Big cheesecake
there. Yeah, for desserts.
This is a great diet.
It's awesome. But no, what she was saying is you can actually get, look at all these extracts, almond, chocolate, coconut, coffee, hazelnut. So you get all these things. And you can keep changing the flavor of your shakes that way. You put in a little drop. She said she put in she one day put in too much of the peppermint, and it was like, what was crazy. So she said it's like a little tiny eye drop. Just a little. And at least that is, she said it's worth it. So I'm going to, I'll buy a couple of flavors. Mix it up.
And this is to...
Because you're having the shakes every single day. So to make it a little more interesting.
Wait, these guys are the same company?
No, it's a different company. She just... Danielle, great. I mean, she's just like, okay. She's like, all right. When you go into Starbucks, you know how they have the big straws? You need to go in there and swipe a couple of extra of the big straws so that you can put it in your shake, because I like to drink my shake with a straw. And if you get the blender thing, there's nothing that has, like, big straws. You can't buy big straws anywhere. So go into Starbucks, and every time you're there...
I like big straws, and I can't buy.
That or, like, 7-Eleven, like a Slurpee straw. You kind of grab some straws. So that was one thing. And she was like, go to Flavorganics. And she was, telling me all this other stuff. So I took all these notes, and now these are some of the things I just need to add to it. But, I figure with day one, I'm not going to get bored day one, but by day 7, 8, 9, I probably will. So I'll just, order a couple of these little extra things. And you can put in your coffee if you want to.
Hmm. All right. Maybe I'll give that a try.
Yeah.
It looks interesting.
Yeah, so it's...
I'm pretty plain and simple, though, when it comes to this stuff. I'm not one to just add little things.
I know, but...
Stirs up, puts little crystal light mixes in the water to add flavor, still boggles my mind that you can't drink straight water.
I just did.
Good job. Nice job. How'd that water taste? Like water, right?
Like water.
Yeah.
It tastes like water.
So next week is winter break. Kids have off another week of school.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
They head off, basically, winter break. They had off, for the most part, for midterm week. They had off coming up now. And then they're going to have off for spring break, which is in March.
Yeah, it is.
I honestly keep coming back. I don't know how many days there are in a school year.
Well, it's supposed to be 100.
It's not supposed to be 100 days.
How many school year days are in a school year? 180?
Like 180 something. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, in best world, the school year is 3 months long.
Yeah, 100 days in the school year.
Yeah, nice. So what time are you coming back from the day today?
I'll probably be on like 11 o'clock training. I'll be back by noon, and then I'll be in the office for a little while, and that'll be it.
Are we going to do anything at all with our kids during winter break? Are we going to try to...
I don't know. We'll have to figure it out.
Since they're homebound, since we haven't gone on any
trips, we'll have to figure it out.
We'll have to figure out a couple of fun things for them to do. We gotta mix it up a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah, and even for our dog, we'll take you on a little trip too. Who knows? And what time is your train today?
I have to catch the 8:48, so I don't know how you want to do this. I'm gonna
have to take our son to school. I'll come back and I'll come get you. And then I'll bring Santana along for the ride. And then the Rutledge taxi service will be in full gear.
All right. I'm ready for it. So should we end it early so you can get him to school? Or
don't know. Is there anything else you need to say? Is there
I got nothing much to say. I'm good.
You're okay?
I'm okay today. I got a lot of energy with my new.
I know you should. I was trying to let Beth sleep this morning. I was going to take Santana along with me and our daughter because I had to drive them to school this morning on the early shift of that week where we rotate.
Well, you only have one more day left.
But I was going to take Santana with us because I thought you were still sleeping, and all of a sudden I hear the blow dryer going at 7 o'clock in the morning, and you know,
it's a new me.
It's a new year.
Well,
I mean,
starting in March, I'm going to be going into the city, so the new me is going to be getting up at 6:30 and getting in a shower, and I'll be all ready and dressed, and maybe we could even do like a little. We could do this on video. Because in, like, 3 weeks from now, I'm going to be 15 pounds thinner. You're going to be like, where'd you go?
And I'm going to be still wearing this clothes. I will not be on video.
All right.
Okay,
well,
so you can, maybe we can do a split version. You could be looking at me and only, you know, the camera will be on you, talking to me, who's only on the podcast. How's that go?
All right, sounds like a plan.
Okay, good.
All right, so with that, thanks for stopping by.
Stay classy.